Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
How can someone that's under the age of employment make money without getting a real job? Is it even possible to self-employ yourself in a place like San Francisco, which is the third most expensive city in the world? Well, over the last 5 years, through a couple small businesses, I've been able to turn enough of a profit to make my work worth the effort. And as a junior in high school today, I'm still self-employed. And don't worry, I'm not about to reveal the secrets of some devious pyramid scheme or anything like that. Making money for myself all started at the beginning of middle school. I had a growing interest in comic books, which is a hobby that requires a pretty steady source of income if you want to keep up with weekly new releases. My first method of achieving that was selling homemade Rice Krispie treats on my street corner for a dollar. Getting cheap ingredients and keeping other expenses low ended up being important, and the low price point of a dollar made it affordable for a lot of people. I built a community of regulars during that time, and although I faced a few setbacks, like the time a kid stole a whole batch and ran off with it, it was definitely a successful venture overall. That pursuit lasted for almost 3 years before it was toppled by the COVID-19 pandemic, along with a lot of the small businesses that San Francisco held dear. After taking that blow, I needed to come back stronger with something new, which ended up being my dog walking and pet sitting business that's been running for the last few years. I advertised on Nextdoor and I put up a few flyers just in my neighborhood to ensure that I wouldn't have to travel too far around the city to get work. Since then, I've worked with dozens of clients, and it's proven to be a lot more successful than selling Rice Krispies ever was. Look, these are just a couple examples of what you can do as a kid to make money on your own. The legal age of employment is 14 in San Francisco, so whether you meet that guideline or not, there's other options out there for you. And I'm not by any means trying to put down anyone who works a regular job. To be honest, if I were to work a 9-to-5, I'd make a lot more than what I make dog walking and pet sitting. But sometimes it's fulfilling to do it yourself. With a Perspective, I'm Otto Danielson.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.